That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Abner. Listen.
Yeah, I've been sort of watching for him. He went into the county seat right early this morning to get the stuff to mix up the formula with.
Well, where would you finally raise enough money to buy the stuff with?
Well, Lum sold Cedric a $25 interest in the store here, and we're using that money.
Sold Cedric we, hon?
Yeah, yeah.
Where'd he ever get $25?
Well, he won it on some radio show when he was over at Little Rock the other day. Said some feller was standing out there on the sidewalk with a microphone and stopped him and asked him his name. He couldn't think of it, so the feller gave him $25.
Well, what do you know about that? And he's going to be partners here in the store with you fellas now, huh?
Yeah, I reckon so. Fact is, he was supposed to be down here the first thing this morning to open up and sweep out, but he weren't here when I come down, and he ain't got here yet.
I seen him over there at the barbershop a while ago, just loafing.
He was.
I wondered why he's so dressed up. Had on his Sunday suit and everything.
Well, I'm just afeard we're going to have some trouble with Cedric. I think it's going to his head being a mercantile this way. I was sort of counting on taking things easy for a while myself here and just let him do the work, but he ain't turned a hand so far.
Well, I'd see that he done his part of the work if he's financially interested.
Oh, yeah, sure. Lum, he'll just be aggravated to death with him when he gets back and finds out he ain't been helping me none. Fact is, me and Lum both was aiming on letting Cedric do all the work here in the store so we could spend our time getting out that formula.
Yeah, you're going to have your hands full. Ain't no question about that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be busy. Of course, after we get it started, well, then we can hire some extra help. Got to build a factory and get everything...
Build a factory?
Why, sure. We got to have some place to mix up that formula, Grandpa.
Well, I hadn't heard about that. Well, you better wait and find out what it is before you start building no factory. Just cause it's a formula ain't no sign it's any count.
Why, it's bound to be, Grandpa. Bound to be. Old man Hempstead wouldn't have went to all the trouble to put it in that iron chest and hide it up in Lum's attic if it hadn't been something that was worth something. You know that.
Well, he might have thought it was, Abner. See, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Might be something that's done and invented by this time. Something you're using every day and don't know it.
Doggett, I hadn't thought about that. Yes, sir, it'd be just about our luck for that to turn out to be a receipt for making soap or something like that.
Why, sure, some kind of hair tonics, maybe, or liniment. No telling what it is.
Yeah, well, we ought to know before long now. Quick as Lum gets back, we can mix it up and find out what it is.
I hope it's something that'll grow hair.
Grow hair?
Yeah, old mine's getting pretty thin on top. Just looky there.
Oh, yeah, facts ain't none up there shining like a billiard ball.
Yeah, well, if it is a hair tonic, I'll buy a bottle off of you and try it. May as well. I've tried might not everything else.
Yeah, well, we're going to guarantee it, Grandpap, whatever it is. Every bottle of it. And if it don't grow hair, why, well, you don't owe us a nickel.
Well, that's a good guarantee.
Yes, sir. Fair deal.
I've tried everything Moses got down there at the barbershop. Japanese curry combs, electric vibrators, nothing helped me.
Yeah, well, that's more than likely how you lost it, too. Get that Moe's moustache in, and no telling what's liable to happen to you.
Yeah, I doubt if there's anything that's going to help me now.
Well, now, you just try a bottle or two of this. And if it don't help you, we'll give your money back. Or, here, wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. What's the matter with me?
Huh?
Maybe this ain't going to turn out to be no hair grower.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot that.
Yeah, it might not even be a medicine of no kind. Can't tell.
Well, what else could it be?
Why, lots of things. Might be some kind of a paint mixture.
Oh, my goodness, a lot of paint. Now, why in the world would he leave that? We've got more paint here now, and we know what to do with it. What color is it, Grandpa?
Well, I don't know. Don't know for sure it is paint. Don't know what it is.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. Well, sir, I'm just busting to find out what it is. I just can't... wait just a minute. There comes Mr. Cedric right now. For the land's sake, look at him strut. Now, if he ain't dressed up...
Oh, yeah, I told you he was diked out today.
Hey, look at that, too, Grandpappy, smoking a cigar.
Yeah, yeah, I'll have some fun out of him about that cigar.
He'll be sick within an hour.
Gonna josh him about it.
Yeah, well, he better go on home, put on some old clothes, for I'm gonna put him to clean up that feed room back there.
Yeah, I don't believe he's aiming on going to work today the way he's dressed up there.
Well, that's what he thinks. I'll take care of that young gentleman. Where in the world have you been all morning, Cedric?
Morning, everybody.
You were supposed to be down here and have this store swept out by 7 o'clock. Here it is, might 9 noon.
Who said I was supposed to sweep out the store?
Lom did. That's who said it.
Well, tell him to sweep it out himself. I ain't working here.
Ain't working here?
No, sir.
Well, you ain't forgot about buying an interest in the store, have you, Cedric?
No, Mom, but I ain't working here. I know that. I'm going to be a silent partner.
A silent partner?
Yes, Mom. I just thought I'd come by and see how things is being run. I noticed them windows when I come in. Can't hardly see on the inside of the store from out there on the front porch.
Well, firstly, let's... Here, you don't mean for me to get out there and wash them, do you?
Well, you or Mr. Lom won. There's got to be some changes made around here.
Now, listen here, Cedric Weehunt. Don't you come over here trying to tell us how to run this store. Me and Lon's been in business here for a long time without nobody telling us how to run things. And we don't want no boy your age coming in here trying to do it now, neither.
Well, I've got some money invested here now, and I want to see that the store makes a success.
Hey, just a minute here, Cedric. Who have you been talking to, anyway?
Well, I've been talking to lots of people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, who put them ideas in your head about telling us how to run the business here?
Nobody. I put them in there myself.
You never done no such a thing.
Mose Moot said if he had any interest in this business, he'd make some changes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I thought some of that barbershop gang had been putting some ideas in your head. Yeah.
Where'd you get that cigar, Cedric?
Oh, I bought it. Where do you reckon I got it?
I don't know, but I'm feared it's going to rain, Abner.
Huh?
There's a sure sign. Hogs running around with a stick in their mouth.
You're mad because you ain't got no cigars. I'm going to smoke them regular now since I'm in business this-a-way.
Well, you ain't going to be in business long starting out this-a-way, Cedric. Now, you better get on home and get some everyday clothes on before Lom gets back. I want you to straighten up that feed room this afternoon.
You mean me?
And if you still think them winters needs washing so bad, you can do that when you get done, too. Now, get on out of here before I lose my patience with you. Hurry up.
Yes, Ma. Well, I was aiming on taking Clarabelle to the picture show in there at the county seat this afternoon. Sort of celebrate.
Oh, you was, huh? Well, all right. Go ahead today. Have a good time, Cedric. You're done dressed up. But you be down here the first thing in the morning and get them highfalutin' ideas out of your head, too. And from now on, you stay away from that barbershop gang down there.
Yes, ma'am.
Go on now, clear out, cat, before I change my mind. Get! I could tell the minute he spoke that he's just repeating what somebody told him to say.
Why, sure. Moe's moose and that bunch put him up to it for a joke.
No. He thinks he's a big businessman now. Cedric's awful easy fluent, you know. He'll believe anything that anybody tells him.
Who's that he's talking to out in front there?
What? Oh, that's Lom. He's back.
Yeah, I see now. It's him. He's dressed up, too.
Yeah, of course. He went into town. Here he comes. Bogus, he's got some packages of some kind. Must be the stuff for the farm, isn't he? Hey, did you get it, Lom?
Gentlemen.
Lom, did you get the stuff for the formula?
Got it right here. How you, Grandpap?
All right, Talby, Lom, I reckon.
Well, open up them packages. Let's see what you got there, Lom.
Well, to be right honest, I don't know myself what we got here.
Where'd you get it?
Well, different places. I never wanted to get it all at one place. Never wanted nobody to find out what all was in it.
No.
Bought part of it at Norris's drugstore, and part of it at Ivy's, and part of it at the city drugstore, and part of it at that drugstore in that big three-story building on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea to buy it around different places.
Here, you can be opening that and there. I just seen Cedric. What's he so dressed up about?
Well, he weren't aiming on working long. I'm afraid you're going to have to talk to him. He's got ideas now because he owns a part interest in the store, and he don't want to work no more.
Well, he can get that idea right out of his head right now.
Yeah, he just a while ago got out. Hey, what's this stuff?
I don't know. Looks sort of like sulfur, don't it?
Yeah, it's got the name wrote on here, but I can't come close to pronouncing that.
Let's see, Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
H-E-X-I-P-H-A. It is a name for you, ain't it?
Yeah.
Oh, all these names are stumpers. Looks to me like they just go clean out of the way to find names can't nobody pronounce. Here, set this bottle on the counter there.
Yeah, what's this, Lon?
I don't know. Don't take the cork out of it yet.
Doggy, that smells sort of like peppermint, don't
it? Yeah, it does, sort of.
What'd all this stuff come to, Lon, and money?
Oh, I meant to tell you, Grannies, we've got money left.
We have?
Yeah, $17 and some odd cents is what it all runs to. Got over $7 left.
Good for us, good for us.
Here, set this one over there, too.
Is that all of them, then?
Yeah, well, Grandpa's got one there.
Oh,
yeah, here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, fellas, there sets the Hempstead formula, whatever it is. Get that war stub out of the feed room, Abner, and we'll put it all in there together and see what we've got.
Yeah, I'll do that, Rob.
All right, Grannies, the Edwards and Peabody Chemical Company is about to mix up the first batch of the greatest invent in years, the Hempstead formula.
Stand back, everyone. There's no telling what this is going to be.